Now, Brother Paul could not have known this. Well, I shouldn't say that. He could have. But I was just driving to camp, and I was singing that song in the car on the Northway and trying to pick up all the verses, you know, without having the book. So I'm happy to hear you playing that. And I hope we can sing it with all our hearts tonight as we come to the Lord and worship. In tenderness he sought me. 4-5-7. Praise the Lord. 4-5-7. I understand this meeting tonight is for grown-ups. So that's good too. All right. If you'd like to stand with me, feel free to do that.
In tenderness he sought me.
There's a verse there between verses 3 and 4 that we like to sing. In fact, I don't think my father ever had us sing this song without putting that verse in. Didn't like it that they left it out. So, those of you who know that verse could sing it with me. We can't wait till after the fourth verse. You'll see it's important to fit it in here. And it was important that we sat down because the verse says, I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Now, I like that verse too. I don't know if it's because of that little philosophical leaning there at the end where it says it seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. And you say, how could eternal days be too short for anything? But I guess it's not just that paradox, but it's supposed to show us that the poet was trying to show us that God is so glorious and his works are so great. The works of salvation that we have been singing about are ineffably great and unspeakably wonderful. And so how could you ever bring them forth in one day or an infinite number of days? And it's really supposed to point out how great God's mercy and grace are. Oh, the love, oh, the blood, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Now, who's ready to sing that verse with me? how does it start? I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold.
marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled.
So often when we meet to worship in this room here, there are other meetings going on in the camp. When the campers are here at the cottage and at the village, that's coming on Tuesday. We want to be praying for those campers that are coming. God will prepare their hearts and bring them here safely, and then we'll have a wonderful time this third period. But tonight we have another meeting going on at the village. The high school and college students, and I think some others have joined them. I guess they're wannabes. I'm kind of glad that I'm done with school. I'm still in school, but not that kind of school. So they're meeting down at the village, and we want to pray that God will just touch their hearts and draw them and work in them all that he wants to do for them. Why? This could be just a life-changing evening for them. And I'm sure that as they touch God and as they meet him, he will work in them. So let's remember them now. Lord, we thank you for those who have gathered here for these few days to have this youth retreat. Thank you for each one of them and all who have joined them of their age from the staff tonight. We just thank you for the opportunity that they have to be together down there. And I'm sure they're rejoicing in your presence and having good fellowship. And we believe you're going to touch their hearts tonight. And we believe that your spirit shall move in that place and breathe upon them. And that you will speak to their hearts too. Help them to hear your loving call and to respond to you tonight. I pray that you will really grip them. Oh God, let this evening be a glorious evening. We pray for the outpouring of your Spirit. We pray that your word shall be spoken to them and have a real impact in their lives tonight. Bless whoever is ministering your word and give them your thoughts and your words and your unction. Oh God, we pray. Let your word go forth and let it accomplish that whereto you send it, Lord. We just trust the power of your word. And we pray that your spirit, Lord, shall just have his way. Have your way, Lord, in each one of these precious ones that you've brought here at this time, who are gathered down in the village this evening. We just ask your blessing upon that meeting, Lord, as well as upon this one. Thank you for everyone who's here on these grounds. I thank you for all who are coming in the next days. We just want to commit everything to you, Lord, and trust that you will be glorified in this place, in these days, O God. Bless the children that are looking forward to joining us on Tuesday. I pray, Lord, that they shall come anticipating. Lord, I'm sure they are looking forward to this time at camp. I pray that it shall be a rich time for them. So much fun and good fellowship. And then, Lord, the most important thing, that encounter, that vital encounter with the Lord Jesus, life-changing encounter, Lord. We just pray for this. And I pray also for all these counselors who will be working with them. Oh, God, we pray also for them that your strength shall be given them, your love shall be given them, your wisdom shall be given them. This comes from the anointing of your Spirit. And so we just claim this blessing upon them. Tonight, Lord, we call upon you to bless all the counselors and to bless this particular session that we're just beginning. Lord, I pray that it shall be all that you want it to be. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have a theme for our staff. I don't know how many staff members are here just now. I know some have gone down to the village, but I see that there are some. And I would just like to call attention at the... This is by way of an announcement, but a little more than an announcement. I'd like to call attention to the theme of serving the Lord that we have. I know that those of you who were here at the beginning of the first period heard me do this. I'm not sure how this was done last night in the staff meeting. I suppose these books were distributed. Now, it turns out that we have two different sizes. This was the way we did it first. And we found that the printer disappointed us a little bit, and that on the first page we had some smudges on some lines which were hardly legible for maybe a third of the ones that we printed. So we decided we were going to send them back and get others, get them replaced. And in the course of doing that, we found some little errors. And I was quite chagrined, because that was really my responsibility. I was supposed to have caught them before they went to the printer. And, well, I don't know if you've ever done anything like that and then seen the finished product. You know then exactly how I felt. Very terrible. But I rejoiced anyway. And we corrected the errors. And the ones that we found, anyway. You may find others. And we put this other book together. Now, this little leaflet is definitely for younger eyes, okay? And then for older eyes here, okay? Isn't that too bad that this is the one with the mistakes printed? So, like, giant print. Okay. I think you'll find that this one, I think it'll be harder at least to find additional errors. Okay. But I trust that you'll be blessed by the readings. You can find these, for those, the staff members are given these at the first meeting. But if you're a guest and would like to follow along, you can have one. I believe there is a pile of them down at the boathouse still. Is that so? Not many. Is there a choice down at the boathouse? Large print or small? No? Oh, boy. What do we have down, what do we have down there?
Just the large.
Just the large. Okay. Well, this fits not more neatly into your Bible, but you can always fold this one over. I hope that you'll fold it nicely. Okay. Anyway, yesterday, the first Saturday, we had a reading for all servants of the Lord. And I know that's true of all of us. If we belong to Jesus, we're his servants. You must accept him as your Savior and your Master, your Lord as well as your Redeemer. He has saved you from the tyranny, from the bondage of sin. Paul tells us that in Romans 6. We were slaves to sin, but he set us free so we could be his servants. And yesterday's reading, I just want to speak this at the beginning of this meeting. We are vessels for our Lord to use. This is for every one of us. In every work we do, it is to be Christ using us and working through us. The sense of being a servant, dependent on the Master's guidance, working under the Master's eye, instruments used by his mighty power, lies at the root of effectual service. It maintains the unbroken dependence and quiet faith through which the Lord can do his work. It keeps up that blessed consciousness of the work being all his, which leads the worker to become humbler the more he is used. His one desire is to be meet or fit for the Master's use. The central thought is meet for the Master's use. A personal relationship to Christ, an entire surrender to his disposal, a dependent waiting to be used by him, a joyful confidence that he will use us. Such is the secret of true work. Meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Prepared. The word suggests the disposition, the alacrity which keeps a man on the outlook and makes him joyfully avail himself of every opportunity to do his Master's work. As he lives in touch with his Lord and holds himself as a cleansed and sanctified vessel, ready to be used, he sees how good works are what he was redeemed for. He is prepared unto every good work. Begin your work by giving yourself into the hands of the Master as your living, loving Lord. Now that's from the writings of Francis Havergal. And the others here, you have F.B. Meyer and George Campbell Morgan and Andrew Murray and Charles Spurgeon. Selections from their writings about service, about serving the Lord. And our theme verse is, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. In the New American Standard, it says, never be lagging in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And that's what we want to be like. And so we look to the Lord to touch us, fill us with his love, and anoint us with his spirit. Help us to be fervent. That just means warm-hearted, right? Fervor, zeal, there's heat there. And we want to have that, loving the Lord, my heart, an altar, and your love, the flame. Amen. So let's sing the song that is for today. Those of you who have this booklet know that the second day is a song, or it says first Sunday, and it's who is on the Lord's side, who will serve the King, who will be his helpers other lives to bring. And if you don't have one of these or one of these, you can find it in the hymn book. And that is number 422. Thank you. 422. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who
on the Lord's side, who for him will go. By thy call of mercy, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are, Lord.
Please sing the third verse next. Not for weight of glory, not for crown and palm, enter with the army, raise a warrior's psalm, but for love that claimeth lives for whom he died. He whom Jesus nameth must be on his side. By thy love constraining, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine.
And now, Jesus, thou hast bought us not with gold or gem. I always liked this verse the most. I think because it sang right to him. I think that might have been the reason that I liked it the most. And I want you to think that way. Sing it to Jesus. And maybe you'd like to stand with me as we do that. Shall we sing without the instruments and see how that works out on the third verse? All of us singing. Okay.
Jesus, thou hast bought us not with gold or gem, but with thine own life bought for thy diadem. With thy blessing filling, each who comes to thee, thou hast made us willing, thou hast made us free. By thy grand redemption, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine.
Fourth verse with the instruments.
Fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the fall, but the king's own army none can overthrow. Round his standard ranging, victory is secure, for his truth unchanging makes the triumph sure. Joyfully enlisting by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine.
Okay, now it's good to have this because there's a fifth verse. See that? Go down the boathouse and get your copy. There's a mistake in this one, though. It says royal service instead of service royal. So just switch those words, please. Right down there where my thumb is. Okay.
Chosen to be soldiers in an alien land. Chosen, called, and faithful for our captain's band. In the service royal, let us not grow cold. Let us be right loyal, noble, true, and bold. Master, thou wilt keep us by thy grace divine.
here thou wilt keep us by thy grace divine. Always on the Lord's side, Savior, always thine.
Amen.
Let's be seated.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, dear Jesus, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.